This is Love or Charity, an X-Men First Class fanfic written by Helens78 and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17, contains the pairing Eric Lyncher, Charles Xavier, with additional tags for alternate universe, modern setting, alternate universe, prostitution, posing as a prostitute, first time, not fic. Author's notes. This is not fic, which is part summary, part story. Originally based on these pictures on Tumblr, which you can find as the cover art for this podfic. Part 1. Man, this is seriously killing me. It's like this perfect combination of Killer Dom and Rent Boy. Like, maybe this is a guy you pay to dom the shit out of you? And Eric takes one look and just about skids to his knees, saying, "Let me, please, I want to." And Charles reaches down and strokes his face and says, "Terms and conditions, love. What I do isn't done out of love or charity." And Eric says, "Name it." So Charles names a price. He's got a flat rate for the usual stuff. A higher rate if his trick for the night wants to take him somewhere, wants to spend the night. Eric says he wants to go somewhere, doesn't know about the night yet. And Charles shrugs and says, "Okay, lay the way." And they're off. At Eric's apartment, Charles goes through every room, looks in drawers, looks in cabinets, and Eric stands there, hands twitching at his sides, cock hard, body ready. He's not sure what Charles is doing, but of course, what Charles is actually doing is setting a tone. "This is mine. You can't keep me out of anything. You stay where I put you. You wait till I tell you." Eric waits, and waits, and licks his lips till they feel chapped. And Charles looks around until he's satisfied, and then heads for the bedroom, snapping his fingers at his side. "Follow where I lead." Eric goes. Of course he goes, it's what he's here for. He comes to the bedroom, and Charles takes hold of him. Takes him. Puts Eric on the bed, and on the floor, and up against the wall. Does him fast and slow and rough and gentle. Makes Eric shake for it, beg for it, cry for it, bite the inside of his wrist so he won't scream for it. Leaves Eric desperate and wanting. Makes him think he'll never get to come. Makes him come until he's crying, certain he can never come again. It's the longest night of Eric's life, and he wants to crack that dispassionate look on Charles' face, to make Charles stay, to make Charles want this instead of just doing it for the money, to stay for love or charity, to do this with him, always, forever. Charles curls up around him to sleep, but Eric can barely shut his eyes. If he falls asleep, he's going to wake up alone. Part 2. Charles waits. Same time, same place. Same stupid, filthy bar, same day of the week. And then every other day. Every day. Where is he? Why isn't he coming back? Charles left that morning. But Charles always has to leave. It's not like he does this for a living. He works at the university, a town and a half away. He can't be out forever, except here he is. Where's Eric? Where's Eric? It was an everyday meeting. Eric always comes here, always goes home. Sometimes he goes home with someone. Sometimes he goes to someone else's place. Charles knows now. He's asked. Where is he? Where? He sees pale-knuckled fingers curved around a light before he sees Eric's face, illuminated scarcely by the orange glow of a cigarette, and No, not what Charles wants. Eric doesn't get to stop and smoke while Charles has been waiting for him for 6 fucking weeks. He pulls the cigarette out of Eric's mouth before Eric can take a second drag, and he crushes it under his heel, under his boot. Eric can't take his eyes off it, can't stop looking, wanting, needing. I thought... But Charles cuts him off, puts his fingers on Eric's mouth. Same as last. Of course, Eric nods. Instant. Were you really going to claim you didn't want this? Back at Eric's, he makes Eric wash, brush his teeth. He combs Eric's hair for him, severe, off his face. He stares at Eric in the mirror until Eric can't meet his own eyes anymore. Back in Eric's bedroom, he makes Eric wait, looks through Eric's nightstand drawers and counts the condoms, and if there's a single one gone since the last time he was here. But there's not. There's not. It's him. It's just been him. 6 weeks. You were dying for it all this time, weren't you? If Eric told him no, if Eric told him I wasn't waiting, if Eric said you were dying for it like I was, Charles could pin him flat and sneer and bite his claim into Eric's skin and leave again. He could leave. This would be over. He'd have the upper hand. He'd have won. But Eric just shakes underneath him, wraps an arm around Charles' neck while they're resting, gasps out, "Thank God. Thank God. I missed you. Stay, please." And Charles thinks about his afternoon classes tomorrow, realizes he's going to show up at them in yesterday's clothes and smelling of Eric's soap. The end.